I think I'm as buzzed up as any Clare supporter would be heading to Croker. I suppose coming out of the All-Ireland final in 2013, I think nobody would have believed you if you'd said that it would be 5 years before Tony and Shane and John Conlon, those guys, would get back there. And it's another 4 years now since 2018. So, look, I think we've really enjoyed the summer. They've given us fantastic days out, thrilled us, had us on the edge of our seats. I think that the last Limerick, I think we're so proud of the team and what they've given all summer. So I think we're just hoping that, look, they pick up where they left off against Wexford. It's going to be a huge test, but I think we're all looking forward to it, and it's just great to be heading to Croke Park in what's been a great Clare hurling summer so far.
What was it like for you during your inter-county career, Jamesy, when you reached the penultimate stage, a semi-final, that kind of you're nearly there, not quite there yet, but the All-Ireland final day is within sight, within reach?
Yeah, look, semi-final is a massive game. Obviously 95, we were on a high after, I suppose, look, a win the All-Ireland. In one sense, the pressure was on us. I think Gerard deserves massive credit because, we celebrated well, obviously, for 3 or 4 days. But, I think the Friday night, he left us under no illusions that semi-finals were for winning. And yeah. I think he saw and sensed the opportunity was really there. And, look, I suppose once we refocused, we were just riding the wave, ambitious, hungry, wanting obviously to play in the biggest stage, and we performed against Galway. I suppose 97, it was Kilkenny. It was another massive game. But we'd set out at the start of the year to win the All-Ireland. That was the goal, the ambition. And it was very much, down to business. We were very, very focused, very well prepared, and played well again on the day. So I think the fact that, historically Clare teams haven't been overawed by Croke Park, I think that's a big thing, that the lads will head to Croke Park with confidence that, the lads, the ones that were there in 2013 really performed. Even in 2018, got off to a terrible start, but we dug ourselves out of it, got the draw. And as I said, Brian is coming from a place where he was part of a team that loved Croke Park, so I don't think we'll be inhibited by the occasion, but it is a massive game and there's a huge prize at stake. And the lads have had a taste of that big day before, and they've also suffered, obviously, the bitter disappointment of 2018 when, we're the width of a post from getting back there. So, I think they'll be really focused, just waiting now for the game to come. I mean, the week drags. I think particularly the morning of the game, is you don't sleep particularly well the night before, and it's really, I only felt it was really, until you get into the bus, we'll say, and head to do your warm up, that's when, you put your game face on and the nerves start to dissipate some bit, and you're, that awful sense of waiting is over and you're into kind of game mode then, into the bus, the police escort to Croke Park, there's a great buzz, you can sense the adrenaline in the bus, and everyone then has their own routine in terms of what they do. Some guys will be listening to music, other guys will just be cracking jokes or alone with their thoughts.
What would you do?
Yeah, I used the headphones, the Walkman, as it was at the time.
Bit of Radiohead.
Yeah, a bit of Radiohead, a bit of Oasis maybe. There was obviously a few tunes that get you kind of fired up. But yeah, I was just in my own little bubble. But as I said, I suffered with nerves. I'm sure everybody suffered with nerves. But it was really only until I think you got to the warm up stage that you got into game mode, and you knew then that, look, you were kind of preparing for half three or whatever time throwing was.
And just to make it worse for the lads tomorrow, about half five throwing, it's about as late as they could possibly be. So just that waiting even longer.
It is, yeah. But I mean, again, look, they'll have their routine. I mean, the day will be mapped out, I think pretty well in advance, and that won't change. It'll just be a couple of hours later. But, the pre-match meal, the warm-up, strappings, dressings, massage, whatever, all that stuff will be taken care of and boxed off. And I think, look, as I said, fellas will try not to deviate from the routine and what they do. So, even I remember meeting Paul Flanagan in O'Connor's Bakery the day before the Munster final. He was just out with his girlfriend for a coffee, and he was relaxed and just trying to, do you know what I mean, obviously keep his mind off it and do the normal things. Whatever Paul did, it certainly seemed to work because he was outstanding. So everybody would have their own little, I suppose, pre-match rituals and routines.
James, you referenced that 97 semi-final against Kilkenny, which thankfully Clare won. What were meetings with Kilkenny like during your career? I mean, it was a different era for Kilkenny. They won All-Irelands in the early part of the 90s, but then that's what people loved about the 90s. The rest of the 90s was really the domain of the likes of Offaly, yourselves, Limerick, even though they didn't win one, Wexford and so on. Was there a different feeling going into games with Kilkenny in your era?
Well, I don't think we fear them. Obviously, yeah. you know, you always respected them. And any time, particularly you went down to Nolan Park or you crossed past them in the league, look, they were always, I mean, from, you know, my first encounter with St. Kieran's, you know, in Kilkenny, in colleges with Flannans, Kilkenny Minors, under 21, whatever, you know, they always defended well. You know, they hooked you, they blocked you, the defender stood out in front of you, they attacked the ball, and you always felt that you earned anything you got with Kilkenny. Now, you know, I think I had a pretty relatively good record against them. Our team had a pretty, you know, I suppose we didn't maybe meet them that often apart from the league, but we certainly didn't fear them. We'd have had huge respect for them, but at the time, like, I mean, they had class players. I mean, DG obviously was in his prime, you know, Charlie Carter, Peter Barry, Philly Larkin, Brian McAvoy, all those, you know, all those guys were guys that I'd have maybe cross swords with in, you know, in Flannans at colleges level. And, you know, you'd have been aware of their pedigree. Pat O'Neill was an unbelievable you know, colleges player, and, you know, huge player for Kilkenny as well. So yeah, we'd have had massive respect for them, but we certainly didn't fear them. And in 97, I mean, you know, we were the ones that, you know, had been through a tough Munster campaign. You know, I think we fancied our chances of beating them, and that's the way it panned out. But we certainly earned it, and we had to perform well on the day. And that's the thing, that the constant, I suppose, that hasn't changed with Kilkenny, that, you know, you really have to earn it. They're not going to hand you anything on a plate. They're not going to make some of the mistakes that maybe Wexford made the last day. TJ Reid will nail everything from dead balls, and we'll have to play well on Sunday or Saturday to win.
Sometimes, Jamesy, people can read too much into stats and history and records, and look, really, you just deal with it. It doesn't really matter what a team did last year or 2, 3 years ago or 5 years ago. It's all about how they're performing this season. But Kilkenny's semi-final record under Brian Cody is incredible. 20 semi-finals in the All-Ireland and only 4 defeats. Do you think that counts for anything at all going into tomorrow's game?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, the same way as our record. I mean, you know, obviously we won in 97, but we lost the semi-final to them in 99. We lost the final to them in 2002. Lost, I know it was in the quarter-final or the qualifiers after replay in 04. It was my last game with Clare. Unfortunately, lost to Kilkenny in Thurles. And the lads again lost in I think, the semi-final in 06. Yeah. But, you know, this is a different team with different players. And, you know, Brian Cody's record was impeccable up to 2 years ago. But the reality is they've lost the last 2 semi-finals, you know, to Waterford in 20 and obviously to Cork last year. So, you know, that's put a bit of a dent in that record. And look at this, as good as this Kilkenny team is, it's still not the team of Tommy Walsh and JJ Delaney and Henry Shefflin and, you know, Eddie Brennan and Richie Power and Martin Comfort and all those fantastic, you know, legendary players. You know, obviously they're still a force to be reckoned with. They've won the last 3 Leinster championships.
Does that beg the question, though, Jamesy? Leinster itself, we know Munster is the superior, the more difficult provincial championship, and Kilkenny, 2 defeats in Leinster. You know, this season, they have. They're a fallible team. I don't want to be tempting fate here now if they blow Clare away tomorrow, but it's 7 years since they've lifted an All-Ireland, which for them would count as a very fallow period.
Yeah, but again, I mean, you know, the players they've lost, I mean, obviously they've you know, they're heading into us, or they're in a period of transition. Now, Cody would say that, look, at, you know, he never wants a settled team, he wants a settled spirit. And I think he's got the best out of the players that he has. And look, at, I think Kilkenny would acknowledge that they probably haven't been good enough over the last, you know, the last 2, 3, 4 years. But they've been there at the business end of it. And whoever, you know, wins them or beats them, you know, does it the hard way. As I said, they don't give you anything. And look at the last team to beat Limerick in the championship, you know, that semi-final in 2019. So, you know, they will bring the same levels of aggression, intensity, physicality, skill that they've always brought. But they're not unbeatable. And I don't think, as I said, they hold the same, you know, fear factor that they would have in the past. And even TJ Reid, you know, TJ has been some player for Kilkenny, you know, probably one of the all-time greats. But, you know, he's around a long time now, and he's not as mobile or as maybe as lost. I think he's lost a step. Now, he's not starting from A, getting to B. You know, he reads it so well, and he obviously takes serious watching. But, you know, to be unrealistic to expect him to do, you know, the things that he did when he was Hurler of the Year and you know, and an awesome player for Kilkenny five, six years ago. So, yeah, they're a good team. They deserve our respect. But I don't think we've anything to fear. And I think, you know, if we play to our potential, you know, I think that we arguably have the higher ceiling. Now, that's the challenge. And having lost the last two semi-finals, they'll be hell-bent on making sure they don't lose a third consecutive one. Cody will be, you know, I think, mad to get a crack at Limerick in a final. I think, you know, there's maybe unfinished business for him as well in terms of adding one more. But, you know, we just have to be ready for that onslaught that will come. And, you know, I think if we play to our potential and if we can get back to the levels we did in the Munster final, I think we're there with every chance.
OK, let's focus on Clare then. I mentioned Kilkenny is, you know, not exactly immaculate record in Leinster. 3 wins, 2 defeats. Clare, though, arguably the most impressive team during the Munster Championship, albeit they didn't win the provincial title. But, God, they went about as close as any team could possibly do without winning it. The Wexford game, a bit of a hiccup. They got over it. They showed resolve to come back. Maybe a bit of that was Wexford's wastefulness in the first half in particular. Some people may view it, James, as, well, look, you know, every team will have one difficult game in a championship, at least a moment where it looks like they're going to go out. If they get over it, that's their bad game out of their system and they move on. Is there a fear of perhaps complacency setting in, though, that Clare say, well, we got by Wexford, we should be okay now if we play well against Kilkenny? And people have been looking ahead to an All-Ireland final against Limerick since the Munster final, that you can almost look too far ahead, and that if Clare play, even if they play a bit better than they played against Wexford, that still probably won't be good enough to beat Kilkenny.
Yeah, no, I think look at the players themselves. I think we're realistic. I think, you know, I think Dalo, I think, referenced somewhere where he saw Tony, made eye contact with Tony after the game, and Tony threw his eyes up to heaven as if to say, you know, we really, yeah, you know, we really got out of jail. And Brian, look at Brian, won't have sugarcoated it, I think, during the week. And I think the players deep down know that, you know, you can't afford, you know, to make the mistakes that we did against Wexford, and think that it'll be good enough to beat Kilkenny, because Kilkenny just don't make those errors. And even as well as we played in that last quarter, you know, scoring them whatever it was, 192 points, you know, Wexford mistakes contributed to their own downfall. Dermot O'Keefe, you know, missed a ball he'd normally control that Aaron Shanner got the first score from. Mark Fanning made an uncharacteristic error for the goal. Lee Chin missed a free, I think, after that. Charlie McGuckin, you know, made a bad decision on the ball and had an easy chance maybe from midfield and carried it too far, put it wide. So, you know, and then we probably dodged a bullet when Keane Nolan probably gave away a good free, putting Lee Chin down. Could have been a penalty, could have been a black card, and the game might have had a totally different outcome. So, you know, I think, look, we rode our luck a little bit. But listen, to win All Ireland, sometimes you need that ball to bounce your way, and you need to get the breaks. And arguably, we dodged a bullet against Wexford. And it was always a game, I think, after the Munster final that we were going to be vulnerable in. And, you know, given the physical, I think, and the emotional toll that, you know, that game and extra time took out of us. So, you know, no, I don't think there'll be any complacency in the camp. I think, you know, look, Brian has been here before. You know, he suffered, you know, defeats to Kilkenny on the big stage. He'll know that the challenge that's ahead, and I think the players will too. You know, I think if anything, you know, you play Kilkenny often enough over the years, you know, you learn that, as I said, they give you absolutely nothing. That those guys will, until they're beaten on the bus, you know, leaving Croke Park, the game isn't over. And you know, we've seen that over the years. Even the games that they lost this year in the Leinster Championship to Galway, you know, that last free that Galway got to win, it could easily have gone, you know, not been blown, and Kilkenny player had the ball in his hand, could have gone over the bar. Even the Wexford match, you know, a couple of Wexford defenders had to throw themselves at the ball to take a ball off the line in the closing stages. So, you know, they could conceivably have won both of those games. But look at when they needed to front up and do it in Croke Park in the Leinster final, they did, and they were full value for that win over Galway. It was a forgettable game, but that, you know, that won't have bothered Kilkenny. They got the job done, and as I said, they've had 4 weeks now to size us up. Cody was at the Munster final. I've no doubt that he was probably in Thurles as well, buried under a baseball cap somewhere, you know, watching the Wexford match. And he'll have learned what we did well, what we're doing on our puck outs, you know, what Wexford had success in terms of man marking Ryan Taylor and Tony, obviously. So, you know, he's solved similar conundrums and riddles in the past when he's faced, you know, that Tipperary forward line, for example, Larry Corbett, Owen Kelly, Noel McGrath, all those great players, and got, you know, got that side of it right. So, yeah, look at tactically, you know, in every sense, this is going to be, you know, a dogfight. And as I said, unless we bring our A game, you know, we're not going to be good enough to come out of it. If we do turn up, if we do play well, and I've every hope that we will, well, then look at, yeah, we won't be far away. And as you said, look at, we've played 5 really good matches. You know, there was always going to be a day where maybe we didn't hit those same heights, and hopefully that was you know, 2 weeks ago, and that we're going to get back to those same levels on Saturday.
So here on Friday morning, what is your gut feeling about where the how the game will go and whether Clare will manage to get the job done and set up an All-Ireland final against Limerick or Galway.
Yeah, look, I feel confident. As I said, I'm under no illusions. I mean, I've seen Kilkenny so often over the years that, you know what they're going to bring, and we obviously have to be alive to the aerial threat that they have. I mean, we didn't cope well with the high ball, the direct stuff against Wexford. That won't have been lost on Cody. They have guys that, you know, Owen Cody's good in the air. TJ obviously is excellent in the air. You could see Walter Walsh on the edge of the square at some point. And they'll try to expose whatever weaknesses we might have there. So, you know, we've got to, I suppose, eliminate some of those mistakes, some of those unforced errors. Obviously, we've got to score our frees. You know, we can't afford to drive three or four or five, six wides from place balls. We've got to nail all those opportunities. We've got to take the goal chance if they present themselves. But look, I think our forward line has got, you know, creativity. I think it's got guys with X factor. It's got guys playing well. You know, Peter Duggan gives you, you know, that direct ball option. And I think, as I said, you know, we have athleticism and pace that can trouble that Kilkenny defence. And, you know, I think if Tony can hit the same heights as that he's hit all year, Shane, Peter, the guys up front, you know, we've got guys off the bench as well that can maybe turn the match. Aaron Shanahan is in really good form. Shane Meehan has played well. Mark Rogers getting back. You know, I think we've enough firepower to do it. So just hope now that things go well. We get the breaks. We get that bounce of the ball. And if it goes our way, I don't see any reason why we can't come out on top.